Section 28, Appendix A and Appendix B in three slides. Section 28, Lesson 203. The big messages here is the stuff on shaded backgrounds is not examined, and these two appendices are in turn all shaded and mostly shaded. But there are plenty of management product and role definition references in the manual's main body that do need attention. For Appendix A, it's Chapter 23, which explains the tailoring of management products, as we will see in this section. And for Appendix B, it's that long chapter on organisation, Manual Chapter 10, and our course materials Section 15, and of course Appendix B. Section 28, Lesson 204. Appendix B is the Prints 9 Roles sync, all on shaded background and paraphrased, but not tailored here, plus the P2A roles that we saw long ago. It was slide 6 of 9 in Organisation, Section 15. The roles in Appendix B are subject to examination, sync, as is Appendix A's mirroring of the standard prints manual. The templates have been paraphrased but not tailored from standard prints. Everything in Appendix A is on a shaded background. You might refresh yourself from your Prints 2 practitioner study. But the P2A manual's Chapter 23 advises the tailoring needs of each baseline. Almost all of its summary, but it isn't shaded, so is subject to examination. Sync. Let's have a look at each. The Benefits Review Plan, A1, matches frequent releases and benefits starting during the project. Business Case, A2, expresses the minimum viable product and its delivery date so that we can assess exceptions. The business case is written to support fix and flex, and it needs people with the right capabilities to write it. If we are agile, then the checkpoint report, A3, are pulled from information radiators, and the comms strategy will set out. And the comms strategy will set out what's wanted. Communications management strategy, A4, ensures everyone is on board with informal communications, daily stand-ups, models, prototypes, visualizations, and the hierarchy of, quote, data, information, knowledge, wisdom, which is pulled from information radiators at all levels. For example, from sprint review and checkpoint report, A3, through to highlight report for the project board in directing a project. Configuration management strategy, A6, must explain the tools used and that they match the challenges of iterative and incremental working across versions. The configuration management system must explain how to handle major change and dynamic change too, that is baseline change versus in-team change. Plans, A16, at all three levels of project, stage and team can be product-based and will be feature-oriented, created collaboratively and displayed without formality via low-tech means, for example, on the wall, handwritten and using movable stickies, especially at lower management levels or more technical levels. Stage plans may be complemented by release plans. Product descriptions, A17, are interchangeable with user stories, perhaps starting as epics. They may be written on index cards or be documents. User stories and product descriptions, A17, are backlog items stating who, what, why. Product descriptions can contain more information than user stories, and the two can be used together. Quote, the product is the higher level and the user story the lower level of understanding. And also note, we quoted it the other way around earlier, the A17 can just as happily be the more detailed. Project brief, A19, can be informal too. It will focus on project definition in outcome terms that allow prioritisation of scope and quality. It will record the current agilometer assessment and say what agile elements will be used and why, what project roles from delivery team up to and including the project board. Project initiation documentation, A20, is an evolved brief. It might be posted to an information radiator. Project product description, A21, probably created in a visioning workshop and clearly displayed to all. Its composition section will describe product groupings and high-level product descriptions, A17, or epics that, quotably together, make the outcome clear and precise. so the agile activity has a clear track to a clear end. Yes, after all that disrupted environment and Kinevin and agile means explore, the quotable is start with a clear end. I'm gobsmacked, I really am. Moving on, quality management strategy. AE22 must be fully agile and also say how to assure the agile activities. Quality may reflect an early adopter's target market, where there is more tolerance of shortcomings in products. Early adopters is quite a topic to drop in at this point. The quick summary is, in product development, early adopters tend to value function so much that they may be prepared to overlook price and stability or other flaws, whereas late adopters are the mass market and are normally both very price and quality sensitive. Risk management strategy, A24, expresses that risk management is everyone's duty at all times and that Agile's structure is itself a risk response. The P2A manual sees risk management as the risk from using Agile, such as poor behaviours from senior role holders, rather than, say, technical challenge risk. Not in the manual, but real Agile risk, is Agile demands mature people working constructively with each other. Could egoless be a term to add here? It isn't for the exam, it is for real world. Work package A26, the last of the template baselines, is the formal interface to Agile development teams. Creation should be by collaborative negotiation, perhaps during sprint planning meetings. The work package quotably defines a safe boundary of control or space for the team to self-organise. Note this too. A work package A26 may include one user story or multiple releases or anything in between. Now, moving on from baselines to look at the information sets that are records, chapter 23 tells us, configuration item record, A5, will need to cope with iterative and incremental working and the needs of operational stakeholders too. The daily log, A7, is still the project manager's notebook. The issue register, A12, is probably a list on the information radiator. The lessons log, A14, reflects the continuous process improvement ethos, which is inherited from Toyota production system, plus the learning from experience events like sprint and release retrospectives. It might be very prominent on the information radiator. Quality register, A23, and risk register, A25, may just be written on the information radiator by hand. Note, the written or stuck on the wall concept is per team. In multi-team environments, there's a need to aggregate. In multi-location environments, there is a need to share. A webcam is an example of a suitable sharing mechanism, as is SharePoint, provided it's constantly visible. Lastly, as a group of information sets, are the reports A3, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 15, and 18. Let's take each in turn. A3 is the checkpoint report. Will be via the information radiator and burn charts, and maybe the daily stand-up, provided, and quotably with strong emphasis, that the team agrees and the daily stand-up meeting is not now seen as a reporting mechanism. End project report, A8, will include use of Agile and the Agilometer. End stage report, N9, may be part of the release review and may well be built incrementally throughout the stage. Exception report, A10. Exceptions probably trigger an immediate meeting to discuss options before being raised with the project board. The exception is likely to be detected from something like a burn chart showing status outside of tolerances. The highlight reports, A11, are important and may be benefit inclusive or even benefit focused. They may be verbal from a chat around the wall, at least until the project is multi-team, multi-site. Issue report A13 and lessons report A15 are most likely low tech. The issue report A13 may be produced in sprint and release reviews. Product status account A18 should be capable of supporting iterative development's high rate of configuration item record updates. Ooh. Well, our revision aids within the course materials that cross-reference agile artifacts and events to print two items, repay some study for internalising all the stuff we've just been through above. Section 28, Lesson 205. I hope we are content that P2A and indeed Vanilla Print don't insist that Appendix A's documents are actually documents. The information sets exist in any medium and format between discussion around an information radiator, for example to convey a checkpoint report A3 or a highlight report A11, to some columns and rows written on the information radiator for risk register A25 and quality register A23. Mostly configuration item records A5 for technical products will want to be controlled in a tool of some sophistication, although at the level of delivered product and features, the cards of a Kanban board may well be adequate for project managers' control needs when talking to the team and the customer. Sync. The significant management products or agile artifacts are those that make the interface between controlling a stage and managing product delivery. This is the end of Section 28's podcast on the first two appendices. Next, Section 29 covers the focus area, rich communications, by looking at workshops and visualizations and considering where other media are appropriate, what's their strengths, with three lessons, an exam question analysis, and a back-at-work skill builder case study.